Welcome to Sky Gems Academy podcast. Today we have a very special guest and her name is Magdalene. Magdalene, welcome to Sky Gems Academy podcast.
Hello.
Welcome, Magdalene. Thank you for being here today and we are very excited to have you here. Would you mind sharing with us and tell us a bit about yourself?
Hello, I'm Magdalene Wong and I'm 10 years old. My favorite color is aqua blue. An interesting fact about me is that I'm junior black belt in Taekwondo.
Wow, 10 years old and a junior black belt. So everyone, take note of Magdalene and I think she's going to be a superstar in Taekwondo. Well, thank you Magdalene for being here again. And you like Taekwondo obviously, but what is your favorite hobby?
I have two favorite hobbies. They are drawing as well as reading. I like drawing cartoon people and I like reading stories on friendship and love.
Drawing and reading. Nice. See that you like something more sporty as well as more relaxing for your hobbies.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice, nice. That's a good mix of activities for yourself. Thank you for sharing your hobby. And I'm sure you have a lot of favorite subjects in school. What is your favorite subject?
I do not have a favorite subject, but my favorite period in school is recess, as I get to talk to my friends and have more freedom than in the classroom.
Recess is always my favorite subject, or in your words, period as well. And yeah, of course, recess. Who doesn't like recess, right?
I don't think anyone doesn't like recess.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Magdalene, for sharing. And wow, I'm sure you have a lot of interests and also things that you like to do when you grow up. But what would you like to do when you grow up?
I want to be a scientist when I grow up, as I want to make Pokemon real so that a lot of people would buy Pokemon and I would be rich. Also, I love Pokemon a lot and I always make believe that they are real. I want to be the person who make them real.
Watch out everyone, Magdalene's going to be a scientist and she's going to make a lot of great stuff for all of us. Thank you, Magdalene. And this is a holiday period that we're all experiencing right now. Would you be able to share with us what's your most memorable holiday?
Actually, I don't have a memorable holiday, as I enjoy every holiday and they were all the best of the best. Thanks to my parents, they always made every holiday enjoyable and fun.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. So have a great holiday and enjoy your trips that's coming up for you and your family.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've gone through a lot of these moments, the happy moments in your lives, I'm sure.
Yes.
But would you be able to elaborate and share what is your happiest moment so far?
My happiest moment is when I was born. That's why I can experience the world and be in this podcast right now.
Oh, that's a nice way of responding. Thank you so much, Magdalene, for sharing your happiest moment. And we are going to ask you a very interesting question right now. And it's about a situation that you may be in. Would you be able to describe a situation when you had to help someone in need?
A situation when I had to help someone in need was just yesterday, 29th November 2023, when I was at East Coast Park. There was this little girl that was 4 years old who could not get down from the spider web.
Mm.
So my brother, my friend and I went forward to help her try to get down. No matter how hard we tried to help her get down, she could not as her limbs were too short. I thought for a while and told my brother and my friend that the little girl should try and get down by herself instead of us trying to help her, which was useless. Very useless.
Mm.
As such, we reassured her that she would be safe coming down by herself. In the end, she managed to come down, and this was because of two words. Don't worry.
Wow, magic words, huh? Don't worry. And the little girl will be able, could actually come down safely on her own?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really
also
nice.
Her parents were there. I mean, her mom was there, but her mom was busy taking care of her little brother, which was 1 year old.
Wow. Thanks for your kindness and generosity in helping the little child. And I'm sure it's a great moment for you and also very satisfied in terms of you being able to help someone. Is that how you felt?
Yes, that's how I felt.
Oh, very nice. Thank you so much for helping someone in need. And thank you for sharing with us. And we're coming up to the end, towards the end of our podcast at SkyGems Academy podcast. I'd like to ask you a final question. If you were granted 3 wishes, what would you wish for and why?
If I were granted 3 wishes, these are the wishes I would wish. Number 1, I would get straight A's for most of my exams. This is because I want to achieve my dreams. Exams help us as they help us learn, and it helps us know what are our weaknesses and we can improve on them so that the next exam we will know what is better. And
so it's always improving yourself.
Yes.
And moving forward. Well done.
Yeah. So my number 2 wish is to be super good in piano. Piano helps us relax when we are angry or upset. I want to know what my feelings are, my emotions, and when I feel upset or angry, I will play the piano so that I can relax faster. And I will not throw a temper on people, not put my temper on others.
Very considerate of you. Thank you so much.
And my 3rd wish is to be very, very good in Taekwondo. I think I love Taekwondo a lot. I'm not sure why, but it's just very fun to do it and go to competitions. I want to be very good in Taekwondo so that I can win medals. Taekwondo is not only about winning medals and achieving your goals. It's also about defend so that you can help yourself and defend yourself in case of anything happening outside. We should also congratulate other people which are higher belts than us and who earned more medals and are more experienced than us.
Well said, Magdalene. Well said. And I think those are the amazing 3 wishes that we had. And thank you for sharing with us all the details. Really appreciate it. And thank you for being here today. I hope you had fun.
Yes, I had.
Thank you so much, Magdalene. And everyone, let's give Magdalene a round of applause for being here today. And thank you once again, Magdalene, for sharing with us your experiences and also your wishes. We wish you all the best and in your future, and we look forward to having you back at SkyGems Academy podcast. Thank you, Magdalene.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.